Oh, Wednesday. Welcome into the Gary Sharp Show. I am Matt Verzal, filling in for Gary Sharp, who is down in Arizona, correct? Arizona, doing his thing down there. Happy to be in the chair with you for another day. Evidently, I might be back in the chair tomorrow, so we'll see what happens with that. Got some things working behind the scenes here as Georgia, the George Norwood Experience is getting it done on the ones and twos back there. If you need to give us a buzz, do that, 402-951-1620, 877-951-1620. We'd love to hear from you. Hit me up on the Equitable Bank Zone inbox, Vers at 1620 Zone. Equitable Bank, they take banking personally. Or give me a little tweet. I'm a tweeter on the J Tech Construction Zone Twitter feed, at Vers51. Great show lined up for today, the Hump Day edition. Scott Chandler will join us at 11:30. We'll talk a little NFL. We'll talk a little recruiting. We'll talk a little all that stuff. Mailbag at 12. So get your mailbag questions in at 12 o'clock. And then we got Joe Bartle for all you fantasy sports folks that are still there. Hey, are you still in? Did you lose?
First, I had a rough.
You lost.
By 2 points.
Ooh. And
only because that Eagles-Giants game went into overtime. If it doesn't go into overtime, end of regulation, I won. But I lost. It's okay. Maybe next year.
Who'd you lose to?
What do you mean? My one of my best friends.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So nothing too god awful terrible.
Yeah.
Somebody's gonna run their mouth at you?
Oh yeah.
Okay.
Already started yesterday.
What did the loser get in that?
What do you mean?
Like what's last place have to do? That's kind of the thing now.
Last place has to play entry fee a second time to the second place person.
That's to play what?
Entry fee. So
it's a 50, oh.
Yeah, it's a 50 buy-in. So
they don't have to like stand on the corner with a sign and let people honk.
No, nobody wants to agree to that.
Okay.
Yeah, I suggested tattoos, but nobody wants to agree to that.
Then we will also talk to Parker Gabriel to wrap up the show there at 1:30. A quick shout out to my grandma. Well, maybe I'll be on tomorrow, so I'll give her tell her happy birthday. But my grandma turns 91 tomorrow. 90 freaking 91. One. Yeah. She's seen some stuff. She's seen a couple things.
91 years. Oh, that's good. Shout out to Graham.
Seen a little bit. But, yeah, as I was talking with Damon as he was leaving, I'm excited for this draft to come to Omaha. I think that's a cool deal. I think that's something that it's what Omaha does. It's an event town, you know, probably not the best. The swim trials are at the same time. But this done right, this done correctly, okay, will be another thing Omaha can hang its hat on. I don't think you're going to get a whole bunch of outside fan traffic, maybe from local area. Get some Iowa folks, some Kansas folks. You know, I'm guessing the Royals will be well represented. The Cubs will be well represented. But this can be a super cool event. So I'm really intrigued to see how this gets put on. Right now, out of the gate, super small, cozy venue, making sure that you got packed stands. For those that, you know, have teams that aren't in the region, if you're not a Rockies or a Cubs or you know, whatever, Royals, local kind of flair, this is your chance. I mean, you can see your prospects right then and there. I think this is going to be awesome. Hopefully, eventually, it'll be real cool if you can grow it to where you have as an outside event, where you do the whole thing out. We're under 10. Under 10 would suck. But, you know, you're trying to time some weather, which in Nebraska at that time of year is hard. But props to the powers that be for making this happen. I think this is really cool. And further cementing, you know, that in June, Nebraska is the place to be to watch the college and then guys heading on to the professional baseball ranks. I would attend. I'm probably have to gut it out here and keep filling in to get some media credentials. But I would be interested in seeing that. I want to see how all the inner workings of that, what all goes down. You know, try to maybe, you know, get your boy in there with somebody like with the Cubs. Like, hey, I'm a big fan. You guys got any openings?
Asking for a friend?
Yeah. Just throwing it out there. If you guys have any openings, I'll, you know, just let you know. So that you get back to me. Here's my card. Your name's written on a napkin. Yeah, that's my card. I don't have cards. I write my name on napkins. But no, cool with that. One thing. What are you oohing about back there?
I had PT this morning.
Oh, you feeling the pain?
So I'm aching. I am aching. It's all right, though. We'll get through today.
You're gonna make it?
I should be able to make it. I'm wearing my sling around my neck like a necklace, though.
I kind of wonder what was going on there.
Yeah. Yeah, okay. I got it out and about right now. We're all right, though.
What is the prognosis? Is it better or worse since Monday when I talked to you?
It's better. It's better. I had a really good day at PT today. I wasn't screaming and yelling or anything like that. I did find out I do have to be in a sling until like the 27th. They won't allow me to walk around without it. So I'm like, okay, that's fair. But I might be able to sleep without it. That's the one thing. I think, did I tell you that on Monday? I don't like going to sleep right now.
Right.
Only because it's in one spot for a long period of time, so it's annoying. It's very annoying. I sleep well. Don't get me wrong. I sleep well. But when I wake up, it's just absolutely annoying because it's stiff, super stiff. But I learned that's a part of the process, and we just got to wait it out. It'll be fine. I'll be all right.
You got cut open. They made repairs to you. No offense. I've never been hurt, knock on wood. That's the part I don't understand when people get hurt. Like, it just hurts. I'm like, they cut you open and fix things. Like, what do you think is going to happen?
Man,
I just don't know why it isn't back to 100% right now. Well, you're 2 days out of surgery. That's why. They cut you open, put new parts in.
Right. I'm like 1 month out of surgery. I'm just like, okay, I should be 100% by now. And she told me today, she's like, it's probably going to take a little bit more than 8 weeks because of the type of surgery that you're in. I was like, you're kidding me.
Get this thing fixed now.
Right. I was like, whatever you got to do, I don't care. But yeah, I'm all right.
Yeah. That's the way it goes. Interested to see or hear from you guys on your view. Patrick Reed, fully, I try to give people benefit of the doubt 9 times out of 10. And there's one situation I won't be able to give anybody the benefit of the doubt. Quick sidebar. Really interested to see how this All-State team comes out. There's one kid on there. It's not a kid I coach. I already know the kid I coach is going to get jammed. Okay? I already know that. It's a BS deal, and I'll talk about that at a different time. There's a kid on that that if it isn't on that team, I will never put any stock in that team again. I have a bad feeling it's going to happen. So those are the powers that be that pick those teams. You might need to step your game up. A lot. Seriously. Lock it up. But anyway, back to Patrick Reed. I'm interested to see because you've got the vent is in Australia. You got Australians saying, hey, this guy's a cheater. I got caught cheating in a tournament that's like, it's a heroes tournament. Like, it's a tournament that's done for all the right reasons. You got some charity aspects to it. It's Tiger Woods. This cat's in the bunker taking practice swings, flipping sand. Now, I play golf. I, at one time, was good at golf. I am currently not that good at golf because I don't play enough to be good. But hopefully someday I'll get to play a whole bunch again and I'll be better. But you're telling me that you are so devious / diabolical that you can see the guy. He's looking and he sees the camera angle isn't right. So he moves club back and he just catches a little sand. And I get, when you're so in tune with your golf game, I hope they give him hell. I hope they can get in him mentally. Now, he's proven that he's kind of built for these events. He likes that. He went back and forth with Rory when they were going in the match play thing. I will never understand cheating in golf. I get it. You want to win. I fully comprehend that. If there's one game that has complete honor, and here's the other part. I get cheating in baseball. At a young age, I was taught to cheat in baseball. If you can get signs, get the signs. Now, you ain't giving complex signs in Little League baseball or, you know, midget baseball or Legion baseball. It ain't that hard. You get second base, send some hand signals back to your boy. You better change your game up when you get behind the plate, but football, holding, some will say, is cheating. I say a holding's not called, didn't exist. So it did not call, it did not happen. It's cheating. LeBron literally took 4 steps with the basketball in his hand upside down. Like, that's cheating. Belichick and the obvious filming of whatever, and he's now they're all playing dumb. That's cheating. Golf is the one where you don't. Kid that works for us, John. John's father has taught John how to play golf to the utmost. We used to do a little coach's deal. It was pretty fun. We go run around and play golf with John's old man and a guy who's a former defensive coordinator, Scott Dushkot. So we'd go out to their club and we'd play golf, and Dooley wanted to be on the course, you know, uber competitive guy. And I'm like, but I haven't played golf in like a year and a half. I just want to get out here and swing. I just want to get out. You don't even have to count my scores. No, we're playing. Okay. So playing, and I didn't think I was out of bounds. He thought I was out of bounds. I hit the ball. So I got a penalty. Like, dude, calm down. He's like, no, it's how you play golf. It's the way golf's played. So yeah, Patrick Reed being a complete scumbag. And for what, like, I get it. Everybody's got effed up family. Guy's got nothing to do with his family, but I hope they give it to him the whole time of the course. He's not going to snap. It kind of be fun to see him snap because I think it would be crazy. But anyway, I will be watching to see what happens there. We're going to take a break here. George's got to take some pain meds. We'll be right back. More Gary Sharp Show at 1620 Zone.